don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker. Don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker. Don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker. Heartbreaker.
FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Between us, we know they won't win.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Remember
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
I'm
80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
CFW.
90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. '90s and more. 105.7 Valley weekends never sounded so good. 80s, 90s, and more. All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
someplace I've got cause to be. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? It's got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Oh,
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. More than half of the members of a committee studying the future of the universities of Wisconsin system have recommended that UW-Madison be separated. The Madison campus of the system is by far the largest and most high profile, and 13 of the 18 members of the committee say separating it would help it compete on a national level. UW system officials and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have pushed back on the potential future for the school, saying they prefer to solve problems within the system and that the system is working fine. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced nearly $500,000 in funding to expand reproductive and maternal health care coverage. According to a press release, Wisconsin is one of 14 states to receive the funding through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Expanding Access to Women's Health Grant Program. The OCI will use the funding to conduct a consumer survey, evaluate compliance with contraceptive coverage mandates, and promote access to the services. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials say bridge work on Highway 93 in Eau Claire will finally be wrapping up. According to the DOT, work on the bridge over I-94 is scheduled to end the week of November 4th. The over $1 million project has been in progress since July, seeing the replacement of the bridge deck, sidewalks, and bridge joints. One lane of traffic in each direction remained open over the bridge, but the entrance ramp to westbound I-94 was temporarily closed. The bridge was showing signs of deterioration. A St. Paul man accused of helping to hide four corpses at a Dunn County farm has been convicted after a three-day trial. On Wednesday, a jury found Darren Osborne guilty on four counts of being party to hiding a corpse in a cornfield north of Wheeler. Four victims were shot and killed by Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs, who asked Osborne to help him move the bodies from Minnesota to Wisconsin. Suggs is currently serving a 101-year prison sentence for the murders, and Osborne is facing up to 50 years in prison when sentenced in December. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain and breezy conditions expected today. High temperatures warming to the lower 50s. That southeast wind up around 30 miles per hour. Possibility of some heavy rainfall tonight into your Sunday and Monday. Temperatures on the rise overnight. Right now it's 48.
CFW. Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. We are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun tonight. No, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a tail. Cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so
and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
choose.